How could it begin? Straight on your spine. Neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed and the hands on your lap. Cheeks and the jaw, they are relaxed. Temples around your eyes, eyeballs, they are relaxed. And eyes are softly closed. Then let's open up our inner eye by imagining a long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line is reaching the top and slowly coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine, reaches the base. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground and finally reaches the very center of the planet. So by imagining this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open to all the directions. So you start sensing the space around you. And you start noticing that you are firmly grounded. Chakras are settled, and your consciousness starts traveling around you, in and out your body freely. So now you are released from your body. You are a little bit much freer than 1 minute ago. So you can sense the space around you as a beautiful light ball or balloon. Maybe slightly pinkish, maybe. Beautiful, soft, gentle, healing light you can imagine. Pinkish or sakura color. Spring color. And you can bring your consciousness gently onto your toes. Your toes are now pinkish. Beautiful energy there. You can feel toes only, as if only toes exist. Then now both feet are in this energy. Then this beautiful energy comes up to both knees. You sense both knees accurately. Just focus on knees. See, everything is up to you. Where you bring your consciousness, decide what exists, what's real for you. So now both knees are so real for you, and the knees are healed and shine. Then now energy is up to the whole both legs. Both legs are energized, healed, rejuvenated, fixed, blessed. You know, God is everywhere. God is in your legs. Holiness is everywhere. Holiness is in your legs. And your legs are in the holiness. Also, your legs are holiness. So now energy is up to pubic bones and hips and intestine system, all lower abdomen and all lower back. So can you feel? Underbody is now so bright and light, but the upper body is still feel weight and dense, heaviness and tightness. Okay, gradually let's go up to upper body first, solar plexus. And stomach area, beautiful energy there, relaxed, and this holiness is now up to your chest, all chest. Pinkish, beautiful color in your chest. And both arms and hands. Shoulders, shoulder blades. Between shoulder blades. Outside of shoulder blades, and then go to neck and throat, collarbone, okay, now only heaviness is here in your head, so slowly the beautiful holy energy is up little by little your jaws and mouth and under your ears, gradually lips, half of your cheeks, and nose under your eyes. Half of your brain. And slowly up and up. Finally, up to a pineal gland, top of your head, and whole hairs. Everything is in the holy light, and the holy light in your body, in your energy field, in your mind. Relax. Let me tell you once again, It's up to you what makes it real for you. So as long as you remember the holiness, holy light, you can see the power of holiness. Only when you remember the holiness, you can make real, you can make it real. But if you forget, you can't see any power. So stay with this remembering. It says, your holiness, there is nothing your holiness cannot do. Do you know why? It's because as long as you remember your holiness, you don't need to react to anything. You don't need to be a victim of any kind of situations, conditions. You're fired, you get sick, you don't like the social condition, someone did to you something or someone didn't do you something, anything. So you don't need to react, you don't need to be shaky, you don't need to change your thought, you don't need to feel be emotional at all. Only when you remember your holiness, you don't need to move at all. That's why there is nothing your holiness cannot do. Because you can control everything. You can decide what makes real. What is real and what is not, it's up to you. You control yourself perfectly. You don't need to blame at anything anymore. Nothing can threaten you. Well, probably you don't feel it yet. It's true because you feel your holiness. It's not enough. When you remember your holiness, you have to remember everyone's holiness at the same time. Everyone in your life is holy. There is a holiness in them, and they are in the holiness, and they are holiness itself. That's why holiness can't hurt you. Holiness doesn't attack you. So sense, try to sense you are surrounded by holiness and the holy light is shining in you. both at the same time. And you can ask any questions to your holiness, to this holiness. How can I make money? How can I deal with these physical conditions? How can I with these relationships? Anything, ask your holiness. This is where, only where you can ask to. You have to ask everything to your holiness. This is a place where the answer is. And when you ask any kind of questions, you are showing the willingness to connect with holiness and remembering holiness. So this is your natural, perfect state. That's why there is a possibility to receive the answer. Don't do anything without doing this. Don't go anything without doing this. Don't talk anybody without doing this. This is very fundamental. Fundamental of your happiness. Fundamental of your life. So stay in the holiness. Hold your holiness and ask. And once you asked, don't try to get answer. Just ask and trust. Answer comes so many ways. And when the answer comes, you don't need to care. Answer comes. The best timing at the best place, best way. So just ask. And ask, and ask. Then now to make the final decision. The power of the holiness is nothing to do your ego's convenience, ego's desire, ego's dream, ego's vain, ego's wanting and needy. So accept it. My life is for holiness. My life is for witnessing holiness. My life is for sharing holiness with others. I surrender my ego's wanting and needy wishes, dream, and so on. When you make this decision, you can be a true teacher. You don't need to be shaky anymore. You don't need to be affected by anything. Instead, you can be effective. You don't need to try to get anything from others. Instead, you can give. You control, you lead, you decide what the reality is. If you choose such kind of life, make a decision now. And ask the holiness to help you to come back to this holiness at least once a day. This is the foundation of the life. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. From A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson number 38. So keep the light in and out of you, and in and out of others, everywhere. And keep the decision. Don't attach to the ego's desires. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for joining. If you have a time, please stay here and receive healing.